And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
We shake our heads and we talk about all the troubles in our land. We're quick to point our finger at the faults of modern man, never stopping to consider we might share the blame. But while the devil's crowds have been a-roaring loud, God's saints ain't done their thing. So give us that old-time religion, Lord, we need it more and more. Show us what we ought to be and forgive us, Lord, for what we are. Then there's no doubt the downward route this great land would change if the saints of God would all get together and just start doing the thing. Now things are dark, but there's still hope for this land of the brave and free. But the answer's not in politics, it's in Christians on their knees. So don't waste time looking for some place to place the blame. We need look no further than one another, cause the saints ain't done their thing. So give us that old-time religion, Lord, we need it more and more. Show us what we ought to be and forgive us, Lord, for what we are. Then there's no doubt the downward route this great land would change if the saints of God would all get together and just start doing the thing. Give us that old-time religion. Give us that old-time religion. Let the saints of God all get together and just start doing their thing.
Well, the saints ain't doing their thing, or ain't done their thing. How true that is. And folk, I've said for a long time, America's in trouble, and the answer's not in politics, but it's in prayer. That's the late Ray Lewis right there. Song's been out for a number of years, and it sure is full of truth. The saints ain't done their thing. Well, hello and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and I sure hope you'll stay around with us, and I hope the program today is a blessing to you right here with It's Gospel Time. I sure hope you're doing great, and want to thank you for each and every time you tune into It's Gospel Time. We sure appreciate your prayers and ask you to please keep them coming. Always and every day need your prayers and appreciate those prayers. Hope you'll find your way to the house of the Lord each and every opportunity you possibly can. A good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, and Bible-practicing church. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. If the Lord lays it on your heart to help us with the expenses of this radio ministry, we appreciate all your help and all your prayers. Now, mention from time to time, my wife has written a book called A Mama's Dream, and several of you have ordered that book, and some have then ordered multiple copies to give to family and friends, and we appreciate that. And the book is $10, and that does include the postage. It costs us about $3 or a little more to mail out the book, and the $10 does include the postage. And we get those books out just as quickly as we can once you send us the $10. Make sure we can read the address where you want the book mailed to. And the address again, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Phone number, if you'd like to give me a call, is 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. Email, it's gospeltime at yahoo.com. itsgospeltime at yahoo.com. Have to put all three words together. It's gospel time. itsgospeltime yahoo.com. All right, folks, let's move along and look into the Word of God. We're in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to read the first 11 verses. We have Alexander Scholby doing a reading for us from the inspired, infallible, the inerrant, and the preserved Word of God. We're using the old authorized King James Version of the Bible. Please follow along with us.
Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
When I shall stand at the judgment of God, and all of my deeds brought to view, I shall not stand there in judgment alone. Lord, I'm depending on you. Lord, I'm depending on you in my life. Will I be one of the few? Shall come in his power. Lord, I'm depending on you. Come to the throne and beginning life all anew. For if you refuse him, you'll surely be lost. But Lord, I'm depending on you. Lord, I'm depending on you. In my life, will I be one of the few? When the archangel shall come in his power, Lord, I'm depending on you. Lord, I'm depending on you in my life. Shall come in his power.
Going back in time with some fellas from over in Southwest Virginia, East Tennessee. They call themselves Old Friends. Great singing and a great song. Lord, I'm depending on you. And that's where we need to put all of our trust, all of our hope, because we can depend on Him. Lord, I'm depending on you. Well, let's go over around Middle Tennessee. Here's the Gilbert family.
This old world says he's not coming. They live like there's no end. But it don't matter what the world says. Ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Away your land.
Part of Tennessee's where they make their home, the Gilbert family, ready or not. Boy, those folk do a great job of singing and been with them. They've been to our church, and I love to hear them sing, and they're some of the finest people I believe I've ever met. The Gilbert family, you ever get a chance to hear them, you sure want to go out and hear the Gilbert family. And folk, how true that song is. Whether you're ready or whether you're not ready, he's coming. Death is sure, it's life that's uncertain, and I plead with you today to make sure that you're sure you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The invitation's out there and salvation is free. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. I hope you'll stay around. We'll be back right after this.